Morning, Daniel. Good to talk to you again.
Likewise. This morning we are talking about a dog by the name of Milo.
A dog by the name of Milo. I'm in love with Milo. You can't not love him. So Milo has been in shelter since the beginning of June, unfortunately.
Okay.
Now, he was found with a metal chain around his neck, and he was dragging a chain behind him. So he'd gotten away from somewhere, and nobody wanted him back. Now, he is a border collie crossed with a cattle dog.
Okay.
And I have a real passion for these. I call them battle dogs.
They are
just genius. But you got to know what you're taking on, because this is a working breed mix.
Yep.
And they fully live up to that. So he's only 9 months old. He is full of beans. He is so smart. I call him a genius. And he's the kind of dog who is looking for someone who really has a passion for dog training.
Okay.
And working dogs. He is genetically programmed to go, as go, go, go. And that's not run away, but that's just to be busy.
Yep.
He loves having a job to do, which often these working breeds, that's what you find, is that if you don't give them an appropriate outlet for all that working, buzzy energy, they will find something to do and you probably won't like what it is.
Right.
So with Milo, he's learning a lot of things through clicker training, which is another passion of mine, and he's so smart. He picks things up very, very quickly, and so he's a dog who will need to use his brain. He doesn't necessarily need to go and work with livestock. That doesn't have to be a thing.
Yep.
But things like agility or trick training, you know, going off on safaris, these things are ideal for these type of dogs who need to have that brain stimulation as well as the physical stimulation. He can be sociable with other dogs. He kind of picks and chooses his friends. He's a little bit over enthusiastic, should we say, with some of his greetings, because
yep.
some of his energy sometimes gets the better of him. We have had a meet and greet with him which went almost too well, in that the people worried that these two dogs got on so well they were going to get into trouble together if they were left alone.
Yep.
So we would suggest a meet and greet if you have an existing dog. Other than that, he's stunningly handsome. He's got the sort of the blue coat and black. We're just being fairly specific with where we want to place him, just because you got to know what you're taking on. And if I could just mention genetics for a second, if you are considering getting a dog, genetically, look into who they are, because it can tell you so much about what you can expect from that dog regarding their behavior and their temperament. So, like I say, with these working breeds, they're not particularly suited to small yards and a lot of alone time. It just doesn't suit them.
Yep.
They can fret, they can get stressed and anxious. They need a lot of, like I said, physical and mental enrichment. So it's always worth, if you're thinking about getting a dog, researching breeds.
Yep.
Even if you're getting a mixed breed, you know, if you know what the mix could be, or at least one of them, it will give you an idea as to what you're taking on. So it's, genetics make up 10 to 40% of who we are. So there really is something to be said for researching your breed and looking into the type of dog that you want to see if it fits your lifestyle.
Now, Kate, you were mentioning there about backyards and not being a small backyard. Hmm. So are we talking a farm type facility, or are we just talking a big backyard?
Well, you know, in an ideal world, he's the kind of dog that would really appreciate space to run. But if you can cater to his needs, if you have a house in town, but you are going to meet his needs for, I would say, with him, at least two decent walks a day, plus training sessions, plus giving him physical and mental enrichment, then absolutely you could consider him. But he's not the kind of dog who you could leave in your backyard for 8 hours a day and think that all is going to be well.
Yeah.
You know, he may well look to escape. He may be barking. He may be digging. Do you see what I mean? That energy has got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And there's other dogs that are more suitable to smaller yards and a lifestyle where they may be spending a lot of time on their own. So, again, it's sort of having a think about that kind of breed and what they need. So, yeah, in an ideal world, you know, a lot of space would be fantastic. But, you know, we don't all live on it. Acreage, you've just got to meet his needs. I mean, he's the kind of dog who would thrive with going on these safari walks where you have them on a long line and they just get to explore and sniff what they want. So that's what we're looking for Milo in particular.
Now, if anyone is interested in finding out any further details, Kate, how can they go about doing that?
Yeah, so you can jump on our website, rspcaqld.org.au, click on the Bundaberg Shelter, and all our animals are listed there. They have a pet profile where you can click on a link, which will take you to an application form. We would suggest that you come in and meet the animals that you're interested in, particularly if you have another dog, so we can arrange a meet and greet by appointment. We're open from Wednesday through to Sunday from 10, and if you want to meet the doggos, probably best before 4 o'clock. Absolutely, come and or give us a ring and we can tell you more about Milo, which, like I say, he's been in since June, but I'm going to be very careful where we place him because the last thing we want is for dogs to come back into shelter because, you know, it was too much for someone to take on.
Totally understand, Kate. Really do appreciate your time.
No problem at all. Thanks to you, Daniel.
Thank you very much. That is Kate Smith from RSPCA Bundaberg joining us on 1332 4BU.